WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our forecast for today calls for a high of around 53 with light rain likely by later this morning. It's 44 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Automaker Ford announcing a major recall.
More than 400,000 Ford Bronco Sports are being recalled over a flaw in the electronics that monitor changes in battery charge. Low battery charge can cause a loss of power, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Bronco Sport is different from the bigger Bronco. The Sport is a crossover that shares a platform with the Ford Maverick pickup, which is also being recalled for the same issue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Jury selection resumes today in New York City for the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Seven jurors were seated Tuesday. Five more are needed, plus six alternates. The trial could begin on Monday. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating an outbreak of salmonella linked to Infinite Herbs brand organic basil sold at Trader Joe's stores in 29 states and Washington, D.C. This is ABC News. A restaurateur in Verona, Italy, is offering a free bottle of wine to its patrons to keep their noses out of their devices.
Angelo Lella, the owner of Al Condominio, says tech is taking a bite out of the social experience of dining, telling The Guardian he's fed up with people turning to their phones instead of each other while eating. Now he's serving up a choice. Hold on to your phones or hand them over before sitting down and get a free bottle of vino with the meal. No one seems to be whining. Lella says 90% of his customers are choosing to sip red and white over texting and scrolling. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Quite the sight here in New York City. Organizers assembled 353 ballet students aged 9 to 19 on tiptoes, rapidly switching their weight from one foot to another for a full 60 seconds, 1 minute. A judge from Guinness World Records declared it to be a new world record. The previous record for ballerinas on point en masse was 306. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for cloudy conditions and cool with light rain likely by later morning. A high of 53, west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour, decreasing clouds and chilly. Tonight, frost possible in some areas, a low of 33. 53 for Friday with sunshine and blustery winds, cool conditions. Winds tomorrow between 15 and 25. Friday night, some frost likely, a low down to 30. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy at a high of 51. Up to near 60 on Sunday with sunshine. In Richland Center, we start out after a daytime high yesterday, which hovered in the 50s. Our warmth for the day was early in the morning. On Wednesday, it was 61 degrees. We did receive 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at 3. It is 44 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 18th. It is time to officially start our broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red.
Me and some of the boys were sitting around the other night. Started talking about politics, religion, love, and life. And what a shame it was about 9/11. And what about hell? And what about heaven? And is there or isn't there angels here on earth? And then one guy said, well, you can take that for what it's worth. If it's something I can see or something I can touch, well, I might believe in all that stuff. So I just had to say to him, are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. Well, you miss the most obvious thing. Man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. And then I said, who went through the pain and smiled through the tears on the day of your birth? She counted your fingers and toes. Thank God you were whole. Son, you ought to know who loved you first. That's right. And who always came running every time you cried out? And how many more things have you forgotten about? And who tried their best to teach you wrong from right? And how many nights did she leave on a light while she waited and prayed till you came in? And who'll be there for you right up to the end? Think about it now. Are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? The most obvious thing. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes.
We start today in a positive way with Randy Travis and Angels. Before that, Alabama did the honors for our national anthem as we get the day started off right here in Richland Center from the old Light in the Mel Cow Show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, getting ready to play a few tunes for you. We get ready for the chores here in southwest Wisconsin. The Brewers had a win yesterday, 1-0, after they'd been slugging the ball for a few weeks. So all of a sudden, it got down to a defense and pitcher's duel, and they won yesterday, salvaging a game from the Padres. We'll have more details coming up when we check sports in about 10 minutes or so. A quiet overnight, maybe some rain on the way today, at least some light stuff as the day goes on. That certainly helps with the fire danger as well, as they have lessened that in all 72 Wisconsin counties after some much-needed rain during the first part to the middle of the week. Well, let's get those chores started here, shall we? This is Tracy Lawrence.
I work, 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 day after day. 50-hour week, 40-hour pay. I know time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. All my life, I spend this way, $1 short and one day late. I won't run lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Lord, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Oh, Lord.
Shake, baby, shake it. I'm all over. Oh, a lot of shake.
Lee Lewis, shaking it up a little bit this morning there. Ooh, shaking off the sleepies today on a Thursday morning. A reminder, Riverdale High School is hosting a job fair today in the multipurpose room. The job fair will be open to the general public from 3:45 until 6 this afternoon. That important reminder today. And a Red Cross blood drive will be held Friday, tomorrow from 11 until 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time to give at any of the area blood drives, redcrossblood.org. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Here's Tommy Cash.
Love is all around us, this we must believe. Don't be one who can't see the forest for the trees. Look up from the downside, it's not hard to do. I found me a feeling, and you can find one too. Working on a feeling, a mighty good feeling. Working on a feeling, yes I am, and it feels like love. There's a whole lot of people out looking, a lot ain't found it yet. Some folks feel the rain, other folks just get wet. Everybody wants to be happy, nobody wants to be blue. I've found me a feeling, and you can find one too. Working on a feeling, a mighty good feeling. Working on a feeling, yes I am, and it feels like love. Working on a feeling, a mighty good feeling. Working on a feeling, yes I am, and it feels like love. Life is here for living, loving gives you life. The sun will shine upon you once you see the light. There's a big old smile inside you, come on and let it through. I've found me a feeling, you can find one too. Working on a feeling, a mighty good feeling. Working on a feeling, yes I am, and it feels like love. Working on a feeling, a mighty good feeling. Working on a feeling, yes I am, and it feels like love. Working on a feeling, yes I am, and it feels like love. Working on a feeling, a mighty good feeling.
Hand clapping and foot stomping there with Tommy Cash, working on a feeling from the Light in the Mail Cow Show.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Saturday, May 18th. Are the kiddos ready for the Kinchi Puddle Pool sponsored by Cardinal Glass Industries? If so, bring them to the Riverdale School Bus Garage before 11 a.m. to sign up. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries, for supporting the festival and the Kinchi Pedal Pole.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
5:20 the time, Blake Perkins hit a single in the eighth inning to crack a scoreless game and lead the Milwaukee Brewers to a 1-0 win over the San Diego Padres. The hit spoiled a stellar start Wednesday by the Padres right-hander Michael King, who pitched a no-hitter through 6 2/3 innings. King didn't allow a runner pass first base until the eighth inning, when Bryce Terang stole second after hitting a single. King was charged with a run when Terang scored on Perkins' single off Wandy Peralta. Elsewhere yesterday, it was San Francisco 3-1 over Miami, the Mets 9-1 over Pittsburgh, Washington 2, the Dodgers nothing, Cubs 5, Arizona 3, Philadelphia 7-6 over Colorado. In the American League, Baltimore 4, Minnesota 2, Texas 5-4 over Detroit, Kansas City 4-2 over the White Sox. In the nightcap, the White Sox won 2-1 over Kansas City. The Yankees 6, Toronto 4, Boston 2-0 over Cleveland, the Angels 5, and Tampa Bay 4. In interleague play, Atlanta 5-4 over Houston, Oakland 6, St. Louis 3, Seattle 5-1 over Cincinnati. Joel Embiid had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and one huge assist, and that was helping out with a go-ahead play, leading the 76ers to a 105-104 win over the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference play-in tournament on Wednesday. Also, it was the Bulls getting a win over Atlanta, 131-116, in another play-in game. From the NHL, Tampa Bay 6-4 over Toronto. It was the Islanders 5 and Pittsburgh 4. Dallas got by St. Louis after a shootout, 2-1. And Arizona 5-2 over Edmonton as well. The sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
522, and if you're ready, oh, that hurt. Okay, stretch out. It's aerobic polka time. Here we go. Was a smoking aerobic polka right there. A good time polka party from the Eddie Foreman Orchestra right here on WRCO. Well, if you have enough energy, let's climb up Wolverton Mountain. Here's Claude King.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain.
I pulled in to Little Rock, the dawn was breaking, just like the heart that was beating inside of me. I'm so tired of this mistake I've been making, and I can't find true love in Tennessee. So it's a hello, Little Rock, goodbye, Tennessee. I hope my true love's still there waiting for me. I'm never ever gonna hurt your Lord, that's the way it's got to be. It's hello, Little Rock, goodbye, Tennessee. I found out which side my bread was buttered on, and I didn't find much butter in Tennessee. It's the last time that I'm ever gonna put her on. Oh, I hope my little rock woman's still waiting for me. Oh, it's a hello, Little Rock, goodbye, Tennessee. I hope my true love is still there waiting for me. I'm never ever gonna hurt her, Lord, that's the way it's got to be. Today it's hello, Little Rock, goodbye, Tennessee. Today it's hello, Little Rock, goodbye, Tennessee.
When Stewart and Hello Little Rock on WRCO's Light in the Mail Cow Show. Today's high will stay in the low 50s, cloudy and cool with light rain likely by later this morning. West winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Then tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly. Frost possible in some spots, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine at times and a high of 53. Friday night, a low of 30. And Saturday, 51. Sunday, near 60 with mostly sunny skies. Here at WRCO Studios, after an overnight low of 41, we're at 45 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A bill has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives that would allow E15 to be sold during the 2024 summer driving season. Congressman Zach Nunn says the year-round E15 Act wouldn't have been necessary if the EPA would have enacted year-round sales starting this year.
This year, they're not budging. They're talking about allowing E15 in the out years. I've asked the Secretary of Ag to weigh in support of this. They were not able to be of assistance. We've asked the EPA repeatedly to lift this waiver, and they've been non-responsive.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield the legislation has received bipartisan support, but Congress faces a short window to get it passed. The Renewable Fuels Association says it's concerned with USDA's decision to discontinue reporting of farm acreage, yield, and production estimates at the county level. RFA's chief economist Scott Richmond tells Brownfield the county-level data helps producers track certain feedstock characteristics as state and federal climate policies emerge.
Being able to have good granular data about what's really going on the ground is important to us.
Richmond says the data will also be beneficial to the sustainable aviation fuels market. A member of the U.S. House Ag Committee expects work on the next farm bill to pick up sooner rather than later. Brownfield's Jared White has that story.
Congressman Mike Bost of Illinois tells Brownfield.
The Republican members had a meeting with the chairman just earlier this week where we were told that we will be moving it by Memorial Day.
He says he's yet to see text of the bill, but
there is an increase in the Title I to try to deal with inflation. There's a whole lot of other sensible maneuvers to more efficiently deliver on the nutrition side, but also then we're going to be working with increasing funding for trade.
Bost says he remains optimistic Congress can come together to get a farm bill finished.
We've got to get it across the finish line.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
A Wisconsin farmer and equipment salesman continues his efforts to address the stigma surrounding mental health through his nonprofit TUGS, or Talking, Understanding, Growing, and Supporting. Jeff Ditzenberger from Wisconsin attempted suicide following his military service. And then in 2014, a close friend died by suicide.
My organization is all about getting rid of the stigmas surrounding it and trying to get resources to people.
Ditzenberger is featured in the recently released PBS independent documentary, Greener Pastures, that highlights the need for more mental health resources.
Men as a whole and farmers are, you know, we're pretty stoic. I've always had that pounded into our head that we got to be proud of what you do and don't talk about your feelings, and I intend to change that.
If you are in need of help and need someone to talk to, the Suicide Crisis Lifeline number is 988, and we've got a link to the TUGS Facebook page at our website, Brownfield Ag News. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Agronomist Erica Weck joins us. There are risks and rewards with planting soybeans early. What are the rewards?
The first thing is that planting soybeans early increases the number of nodes, which increases your seeds per square foot. So ultimately, more nodes equals more yield opportunity. The second thing is it aligns maximum light interception for maximum photosynthesis. So if you have more biomass, bigger plant, that's a bigger area to absorb sunlight. The third thing is that modern soybean varieties flower up to 1 week earlier and are in the reproductive growth stages for up to 14 more days than older varieties. So a longer reproduction period, if you get that soybean in the ground earlier, means it's more time to produce yield. But that certainly doesn't come without some potential risks, because obviously the weather in April sometimes is not conducive for putting soybeans in the ground, and there's some things that are out of our control. Really want to make sure if we are putting soybeans in the ground, we are at least, I like to say 45 degrees, but 50 degrees is better.
Thanks, Erica. For great products and crop advice, go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet. Bids were elusive. Asking prices are around $184 to $185 live in the south, while still not established in the north. It's looking like significant trade volume is going to hold out until sometime later today or Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves were steady to $4 lower, with spots of $8 lower on steers. The USDA says demand was moderate on a light to moderate supply. Thin-conditioned calves are getting more difficult to find as pasture conditions continue to improve. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 500 to 537 pounds, brought $308 to $333. Feeder steer, 655 to 660 pounds, brought $278 to $280. Medium and large one, feeder heifers, 515 to 548 pounds, brought $268 to $293. Feeder heifer, 612 to 616 pounds, brought $245 to $248.50. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.24 at $296.78. Select was $1.76 lower at $290.88. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 12,000 on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a strong negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up in some cases to move needed numbers. Slaughter pace has been strong, signaling strong demand. U.S. pork has been in high demand on the global market and domestically is seeing some strength. The summer grilling season is just around the corner. The industry continues to eye the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which, by the way, held steady this week but are still a pound heavier than year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 9 cents with a weighted average of 89.13. The Iowa Minnesota closed 75 cents lower with a weighted average of 90.15. The Western Corn Belt down $1.01 with a weighted average of 89.35. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values ended the day unchanged at $99.55. Butts, loins, and picnics were higher. Ribs, bellies, and hams were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were mostly lower, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade ahead of Thursday's export sales report. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were up on short covering and a higher moving meal. May was 4.5 higher at 1149 and a half. July was up 4.25 at 1164 and a quarter. Watching U.S. planning, May corn was down 3/4 at 430 and a quarter. July was 1 3/4 lower at 441. Live and feeder cattle were mixed ahead of widespread direct business. June live is down 40 at 175.32, and August was 15 lower at 172.77. May feeders were down 70 at 240.27. And adjusting spreads ahead of the weekly export sales numbers, June hogs were down a dime at 102.72. July lean was up 27 at 104.30. You can follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Why we need to take invasive species seriously today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We have an invasive species problem. They're coming at us from all sides. Plants, animals, insects, and they are literally a moving target.
It just has increasingly felt a little bit more like a fancy game of whack-a-mole.
That's Jennifer Grins. She's in the Department of Forest Resource Management at the University of British Columbia and was a keynote speaker at the first ever International Invasive Species and Climate Change Conference. She says many invasive plants and animals have been addressed using best management practices.
And I have helped develop many of these and still use them as a tool. So I'm not writing them off completely, but many of them are old. Many of them are not context specific enough. So often they are applied broadly across very diverse landscapes facing very different climate realities.
Gren says rapid changes in climate have impacted many aspects of invasive species movement, including seed dispersal, temperature, rainfall, even the intensity and frequency of wildfires. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
So where's the milk going? Here's a hint. Follow the money. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy economist says processors have been channeling reduced fluid milk supplies into more profitable categories. Highland Dairy's Betty Burning tells Brownfield butter production is a prime example, with February stocks growing to the highest level seen in the past 5 years.
Buyers are concerned about paying $3 per pound this fall. And so they're buying at whatever level they can get butter at right now. Since the start of April, we're trading at, you know, the highest levels ever for the month.
She says the same is true for whey production.
Manufacturers have been favoring putting the whey stream into these high protein products that carry a heftier premium than something like a WPC 34 or a sweet dry whey powder.
Burning says there is some potential for milk production growth in the second half of the year, but it should be limited as producers face tight margins. Milk futures were mostly lower and the cash dairy prices mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk up 7 cents at $15.54, May down 15 at $17.16, June down 21 cents at $17.44, July down 17 to $17.90. August through November contracts range from 6 cents lower in November to 17 cents lower in August. Dry whey was up a quarter of a cent to 38 and a quarter with 5 sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 161 with 9 trades. Barrels unchanged at 161 with 4 trades. That's 2 days in a row the blocks and barrels have had the same price. Butter down 1.5 cents at 292.5 with 2 trades. Non-fat dry milk down 3/4 of a cent at 112 with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
It is 14 minutes before 6. Today's forecast calls for 53. Cloudy and cool with light rain likely by later morning. West winds at 5 to 12 today. Tonight's low 33. Tomorrow 53 again. Saturday low 50s. And Sunday maybe back up towards 60. In Richland Center, it is 46 degrees. That's how it goes weather. Otherwise, today here on WRCO, it's the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's Claude Gray.
You know, a lot of folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should, 'cause they figure any place a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go out there amongst all them truck drivers, sitting around talking low. They're talking about women and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. There's the little old place out on 66 where a lot of the drivers stop and get their kicks. Reckless eyeballing this waitress they got called Flo. There's always a bunch in here hanging out, cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. What's a wonder a feller can sit down and eat is how many eggs or his bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around and on the go. First thing you know, you get to fidgeting and fussing and a-nudging one another instead of discussing how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. She just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink you come in to see the show. She throws a little old extra wiggle in that walk, and you just sit there and grin and talk about homemade loving and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal. Get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. While you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about your woman you left behind, how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go.
Up, turn me on and watch me climb.
WRCO, he's up early and feeling squirrely right here. Coming up, old Tony checks in with the weather. We've made connections with him. He got to sleep in last night. The night before, he had kind of a restless night. Maybe you're feeling a little older, but of course, the better the music, right?
It seems you think that 45 is just a little too old now. But I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. These specks of gray that's in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play.
Hank Thompson, music and a message there. The older the violin, the sweeter the music. Of course, I play trumpet. I don't know what that means, but anyway, coming up, a look at weather and more regular features.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, be sure to pack the umbrellas or raincoats today. Looks like it's going to turn fairly wet as a band of rain from southern Minnesota into central Iowa sweeps our way. Could bring us about a quarter inch of rain or so, starting up in the late morning and finishing up by early evening. Of course, the clouds and rain will keep temperatures down today, and this chilly pattern will stick with us through the weekend as some air slips in from Canada. We will also be fighting some gusty winds, especially tomorrow and Saturday. Out of the west, they could be gusting 25, 30 miles an hour, so it's going to make it feel a little bit difficult out there. Otherwise, Sunday overall is looking nicer despite a frosty start. Should have plenty of sunshine and mild afternoon temperatures, and staying fairly seasonal early next week. Looks like the next front of interest should slide through late Monday night into early Tuesday and could produce a bit more rain in the area. Here's that forecast for today. Generally cloudy and cool. Light rain likely by late morning with highs around 53. West wind between 5 and 12. Decreasing clouds and chilly tonight. Frost possible in spots as temperatures dip down to the lower 30s. Sunny to partly cloudy. Blustery winds and cool tomorrow. High at 53. West wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold. Some frost likely. Low near 30. Saturday, partly sunny. Continued cool and breezy. High 51. As we head into Sunday, frost early, otherwise nice with mostly sunny skies. Low 30, high up to 59. Monday, partly sunny and mild. Low 35, high 63. There is a 50% chance of showers coming in late Monday night. And Tuesday, showers ending in the morning, then breaks of sun. High in the mid-50s. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds, high at 57. Hope you have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 46 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday, we hit 61 early in the morning, 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Record high for this day, April 18th, 87 in 1985. Record low, 19 in 1990. Last year's high, 55, while the low was 28. Sunset will happen at 7:48 this evening. Sunrise time will be at around 6:13 this morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.02. No precipitation today. And again, mostly cloudy skies. And following a low of 41, we're back up to 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The update from ABC News is next. It is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that